This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 756, part 2, entitled Masculinism versus Masculism, Agreement and Opposition. Carrying straight on. So, biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites, since, from the masculist point of view, women oppress men worse. So when a biconscious masculist sees a monoconscious feminist trashing men in public, he explodes in rage and bites her fucking head off, screaming at her to, quote, "Learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi cunt. You hypocritical bigot. You fat, ugly, unfuckable. You misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi shit." End quote. So in that sense, biconscious masculists are certainly hateful towards monoconscious feminists, and not just for their hypocrisy, but far more importantly and far more gravely, for their indirect genocide. Monoconscious feminists have so poisoned the minds of young women with their monoconscious feminist ideas that they have made these young women undateable for young men who now reject them. In 2022, Pew Research Center found that nearly two-thirds, so 63%, of young men aged between 18 and 30 in the US don't even date young women, claiming that young women were undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism. When two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, they certainly don't give young women their sperm. Hence the birth rate crashes, hence the population crashes. This is happening not only in Western countries, but especially in East Asian countries, that is China, Japan, and particularly in South Korea, which has the worst relations between the sexes and the planet's lowest birth rate of only 0.7 children per woman, which, if sustained, will wipe out the South Korean population in a mere four generations. Anti-feminist feeling shown by young men in Korea was so strong that the current president of South Korea put an anti-feminist agenda in his political platform that helped him get elected. So, biconscious masculists see monoconscious feminists also as genociders, actually geociders, since feminists are indirectly wiping out populations across the planet. Also, I didn't feel that GPT put enough emphasis on what the masculists want to do politically, which is to fundamentally restructure society so that it's men fair, by implementing a string of masculist political goals, for example, the biconsciousing of society, that is, teaching society masculist ideas, so that feminist and masculist ideas are equally well known, so that the whole of society no longer believes that gender oppression is a one-way street, close brackets. Masculists want the fipping of women, brackets, fip, that's F-I-P, equals financially independent person, so that fluffies are wiped out, brackets, fluffy, equals a masculist label for a traditional woman who expects to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, and for one father in four, divorce raping him, destroying his life. One father in four! Masculists want the divorce courts to be thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of female financial independence, so that alimony is thrown out, along with the halving of wealth and stuff. Custody of children after divorce will be given jointly by default. Masculists want the establishment of GECs, GECs, that's Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male maskless politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, which is far from being the case in today's highly gynocentric society, gender politically speaking. The male half of these GECs will legislate the PARA, that's P-A-R-E-R, that's paternity rejection right, giving men the same legislated right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that women have with their MARA, M-A-R-E-R, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. The fact that women have the MARA and men don't have the PARA is the, in capital letters, most blatant form of sexual discrimination that exists, which makes masculists rage with a sense of burning injustice. The male half of the GECs will also legislate the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, for all births, to block women's horrible, callous gender crime of paternity fraud. That is, when a woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his, when she knows it's not. Maskers want paternity fraudster women to be put in jail for 15 years for a worse gender crime than rape that usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers are fed up with the constant misandry of monoconscious feminists and bite their fucking heads off when they come across them, screaming at them for their awful gender politically ignorant hypocrisy, and harangue them out of the room with verbally violent, ideologically hateful, masculist rhetoric. Masculists expect women to be bi-conscious, and if not, treat them as bigots, punishing them severely by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so that monoconscious feminists are forced to rot on the shelf, dying slow, lonely, manless, miserable deaths, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected by men, masculisted men, both socially and sexually. Masculists utterly reject the masculinist push for a return to traditional gender roles, because the traditional male gender role, as seen by masculists, allows fluffies to exist. Hence men become man-slaves again and get divorce-raped again. Masculists are out to thoroughly restructure society, whereas Tate and his ilk merely want to benefit from the gender political status quo. Masculists agree with Marx, who famously said, "The philosophers have only interpreted the world in various ways. The point, however, is to change it." Masculists see masculinists as myopic, apolitical conservatives and don't take them seriously. Masculists see masculinists as gender status quo-ers, whereas masculists see themselves as gender status restructurers, a far more ambitious and radical goal than the mere posturing of an Andrew Tate and his kind. Finally, I wouldn't call myself anti-natalist, as implied in the GPT summary above. Masculists want the gender laws men feared, so that men are prepared to be fathers again, which must happen, or we wipe ourselves out. As populations crash, for example, as in South Korea, governments will be forced to take masculist issues seriously or see their populations dwindle away to zero. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Masculist tab for 750 plus Masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, question mark? Professor Hugo de Garis, dash, London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the Maskus segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on Maskulism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskus videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, Dagaris Maskus Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskus videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Dagaris Maskus Videos. That is four words. And at Living Now, pretty soon I intend filming, videoing, from now on, pretty much, in 4K. So I bought myself a 4K webcam. So stay tuned. Ciao.